Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tim Balcom, the president of Shaw Industries. Tim, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kemp, under the circumstances. How are you?
I'm good. A little tentative about what the next couple of weeks might bring. I did want to check in. I wanted to know what Shaw Industries' reaction was related to this energy surrounding the coronavirus.
I think that this is certainly a very dynamic and fluid situation. So, you know, what I'll share is what I know about right now,
yep.
But probably spend more time talking about the principles that guide us every day, because that isn't going to flop around like every day's news. So our commitment to our customers and our associates and our communities, that part's unwavering. So maybe we can talk about how that reflects through these challenges.
Okay. Well, let's do start with employees. I know you've got, you know, headquarter office employees, you've got manufacturing employees, you've got field sales. Talk about some protocols you put into play there.
The first thing that we're doing is making sure that everybody knows that the health and safety is paramount, and that's what we are focused on, making sure everybody feels good. And, you know, one of the things that our associates value about us is that stability of that opportunity to come and work in a safe environment for a company they're proud of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one thing for sure, we are fully in business today. We're operating in every one of our production and distribution facilities. We are certainly modeling, starting with leadership, the CDC guidelines.
Yep.
You know, we've stopped discretionary travel. Our meetings are no bigger than 10. Typically, we're targeting 8. We're trying to do as much as we can with video conferencing. We are not clustering. We're even using teleconferencing and things like that to limit travel between, say, Cartersville and Dalton. Those people who can conveniently work from home, if they choose to, are able to work from home. We certainly asked our salespeople to work the phones this week.
Yep.
Many of their customers are maybe focused on customer traffic, not salesperson
right.
traffic anyway.
Yep.
So we've got great relationships that we can maintain that way.
And then as far as manufacturing employees?
We are working on hygiene from that standpoint. You know, we have a couple of extra people assigned every shift to continually cleaning anywhere, you know, the restrooms. We've done a couple things with our policy. If someone feels uncomfortable, we relaxed our policy for unpaid time off. They are uncomfortable coming, or if they have needs with their children or whatnot, we've relaxed that. Certainly, we have not had anybody that's tested positive for COVID-19, but if they are placed in quarantine, or if any of their direct people were, you know, obviously we would continue to pay them for 14 days. To ensure that they have time to heal without worrying about their job. We're fortunate that so far we have not had to face any of that directly, but we have been prepared for it. Again, like everything else, we want to prepare for the worst and then continue to do everything we can to get better outcomes.
Okay, talk to me about what you're doing for customers.
First thing we're doing is making sure that product continues to flow. As of right now, construction materials are considered a vital area, so we are working to understand what are the guidelines locally, but at this point we're able to ship everywhere in the country. Even in places you'll hear like San Francisco or Pennsylvania or Orange County that have had careful restrictions, we're handling that safely. We are giving them the option, if they want to do a will call or pick up at distribution centers if they feel more comfortable with that. Our customer service is working hard. We've got on our Shaw Now and Shaw Now mobile apps. You know, a lot of self-service information, but also everyday status. We're working with them on cash flow issues because we know that that could be an issue for them during this time. You know, small businesses are the backbone of our business. So we just want them, again, to feel comfortable that they've got a partner to take them through these tough times.
So, I mean, you're actually offering extended terms depending on how they buy it.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're doing is our standard terms code, that most common terms code, you know, which is a net 30, for the next 60 days, we've informed them and working through with their credit manager that we'll bump it out for the next 2 months. They'll have 60-day terms, and then we'll pull it back to 45 days for 30 days, and then we'll get back to our standard. That gives them a little bit of float through this time.
Now, Tim, you know, you're the president for a company that's got over 20,000 employees and does over $5 billion in business, and you serve as an advisor. So what's your advice to the people that work there for Shaw?
you know, our advice is first to certainly take this situation seriously. Mm-hmm. Listen to CDC guidelines, practice those hygiene and distancing things. I think we're learning a lot about social distancing right now. But focus on realism and not fear. I think when fear overwhelms us, then we can't make those good decisions for ourselves, you know, because this is really certainly a health crisis. But we don't want it to turn into a communication crisis, or we want to minimize the economic crisis that this could bring. And that's why we think it's so important in our communities that we continue to keep our safe and efficient workplaces open for business so they can focus on health and hygiene and not fear and economic hardship, too.
Are you getting any advice from Warren Buffett or Berkshire Hathaway?
You know, what they are telling us to do, to reassure them that we're a company that plays in the for the long game, that this is why being fiscally sound and conservative is important. Keep calm and carry on to a certain extent, but do take it seriously.
Yeah.
Make sure that we are somber but calm.
Yeah. Are you encouraged by the cycle shift in China, the fact that they seems to have gotten things in check and having fewer and fewer cases?
We are. As we've talked about, it seems like our order rate has been quite good.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, up till today, it's still quite good. And maybe that reflects more what people were concerned about 2 weeks ago, which was much more about supply than demand.
Right.
And things kept flowing. I think right now people are a little more concerned about demand, but we're still seeing that solidly, at least at this point.
All right. So it'd be kind of stupid to ask you what you think this will do to business this year, but let me just ask and see what you say.
We believe that we work in a great industry with great customers, and we still know that housing has pent-up demand.
Yeah.
There will be interruption. There will be a challenge. Who knows if it's going to be 15 days or 90 days, but this will pass. We do have reasonable precautions. We have the best healthcare system in the world. It can take shocks that may be painful in a short period of time, but there is certainly an end in sight. We just don't know when it is, but we know that it will be a positive outcome in the end.
All right. Last question. I talked to you briefly Monday, and you told me encouraging news that inbound shipments for some of the source products that you sell, the production rates in China are still continuing to do fairly well.
They have. Production rates are ramped up quickly. You know, we have a great team on the ground there that worked on making sure that raw materials were in the right place, that on a daily basis we prioritized. What we did is we prioritized those items that were servicing programs that we already had in place. We did, in some cases, take products that we would have, say, normally introduced early second quarter and bumped them out a quarter to make space for that catch-up. But what we did find is that they have great catch-up capacity, particularly when we focused and prioritized. So at this point, we do not anticipate any stockouts. We have more inventory of hard surface products than anyone in the industry and more flexibility and soft surface than anyone. We also have the ability to make reasonable and prudent substitutions. If a particular SKU happened to be out, then we could move them to a product that we know that could meet the design expectations for that project.
Okay, Tim, thanks so much for the update on what's going on with Shaw. Again, I've been talking to Tim Baucom, the president of Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.